Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I have a whole playlist dedicated to identifying the red flags, the toxic, unwanted traits when you're going out on dates and you're meeting people and you want to have a long-term relationship. But I don't often talk about the green flags. So in this video, I'm going to give you three green flags, three signs that you should keep dating this person and get to know them better because it seems like a good sign. If you want a more in-depth training on how to date, then you can check out my feminine and masculine dating guide. It's at daterichnow.com. And right now it's free. So I suggest checking that out. If you want a step-by-step on how to align your mindset, how to meet people you want to meet, and how to have a long-lasting relationship that aligns with your desires. So let's get right into it. The first green flag is the person has emotional control. Now, I talked about this in one of my recent videos, but having emotional control has to do with being self-aware, understanding what your triggers are, understanding what your preferences are, and being able to communicate that in a way that doesn't offend the other person. A lot of issues between partners, between friends, between family is not really the issue itself. It's more so the communication. So good communication comes from being able to have that emotional control and the other person to also have enough emotional control so that you can communicate any differences that you may have and you're able to stay together and respect each other through the journey. The second green flag is that they actually listen to you and they remember your preferences. This can be anything as simple as remembering how you like your coffee or tea, or this can be remembering more important things like your values for marriage, your values for parenting. The third green flag is probably the most important green flag, and this doesn't only have something to do with how the other person is showing up, but it has a lot to do with how you're showing up and how you feel within yourself. So the third green flag is that you have all three sources of attraction. The different sources of attraction are physical attraction, mental attraction, and spiritual attraction. Physical attraction is where you're attracted to the person, how they look physically, how they show up, how they present themselves, maybe their financial success or physical accomplishments. Mental attraction is when you're attracted to their intelligence. You're attracted to the things that they know, the way that they communicate. You're attracted to their intellect. Something deeper, things of the mind. And spiritual attraction is when you have the same values. Maybe you have the same spirituality. It's not really what you're thinking. It's not really what you know or your intellect. It feels more like a soul connection. You never just want to have one of these sources of attraction. You want to have a good amount of each. So as for the specific amounts of each type of attraction, that's up to you. That's up to your preferences. But in order to be able to have a fulfilling relationship, you need to be aware of how you are attracted to this person, what areas are missing, and how you can get them from other sources. You could get them from your friends. You could get them from your family. You can get them within yourself. But becoming aware of what you desire, what you're attracted to in each of these areas, and then making sure that the person you're talking to has a certain level that you're comfortable with, that is going to help you pick out what people you want to continue to give your attention to. And then the people that maybe you can keep at a distance, maybe you can stay friends, but maybe it's not meant to be anything serious. Before you can make any real changes in your life, you have to start with your mindset. You have to start with yourself, your own personal development. This is why I created the 33-day playbook. You can download it at 33dayplaybook.com. It's a simple guide showing you how to stop overthinking and just commit to becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier, fixing those habits, fixing that mindset, removing yourself from the situations that aren't working for you, and living your best life. So if you're ready to stop procrastinating and you want a simple guide, then that is a great option for you. As always, I love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye.
Mwah. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.